Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Now it may seem more difficult than ever to find a hidden culinary gem in the Mediterranean, with increasingly affordable flights and not-so-secret holiday deals. However, the Catalonian town of Llafranc may just be the answer. Monocle's Helena Gerit went to find out why the town has got everybody talking.
The words Costa Brava may have at one time conjured images of sunburnt Brits eating ham, egg and chips and drinking cheap beer on a white sandy beach. However, it couldn't be more false, except maybe for the white sandy beach part. I discovered this when I found myself in the small seaside town of Llafranc, nestled in the province of Girona on the Costa Brava in Catalonia, only a couple of hours' drive from Barcelona. Despite the influx of heaving summer crowds, Llafranc has managed to sidestep mass tourism and development, remaining a fairly hidden gem. It's set along a sparkling coastline at the foot of pine-clad hills with traditional bars and restaurants dotted around. As a result, what awaits is a home away from home, where families and explorers alike are welcome to relax, enjoy, and overall indulge. It's seen its fair share of famous faces over the years, and most notably was a favourite spot for artist Salvador Dali, whose hometown of Figueres is just an hour away. Dali lovers can explore the museum there dedicated to his life's work and to the woman with whom he shared his extraordinary life, Gala Dali. A typical day in Llafranc should start with a café con leche and pastry at the Café de la Santería, overlooking the promenade where beachgoers prepare to soak up the Mediterranean sun. And if you feel like venturing out of the bay for a mid-morning walk, you can follow the coastal path round to Calella de Palafrugell to inspect the daily market, which is on from Tuesday to Saturday, offering a mouth-watering selection of local produce. Back in Llafranc, it's lunchtime, and with top traditional restaurants such as Chez Tomás and Marmara beckoning, deciding where to eat will definitely be the toughest decision of the day. The Marmara restaurant is a modern venue perched on a small hill surrounded by pine trees overlooking the beach. Its small but elegant terrace is almost always full due to its popularity among locals and visitors alike. It provides a no-frills menu of traditional Spanish plates with a modern twist, served delicately on ornate dishes. For example, the Marmara Atún, meaning tuna in Spanish, is brought from sea to restaurant and served in smooth slices of perfection with a fusion of tangy Asian dressing. With the smell of pine in the air and an ocean backdrop, the result is an experience to truly cherish. Meanwhile, at Chez Tomás, a more traditional offering of pork cheek, beef stew and goulash provides a comforting and warming meal, to be accompanied at once with a bottle of Merlot. The afternoon brings with it the prospects of an horchata de chufa, one of Spain's most loved beverages. Originally from Valencia, it contains water, sugar and tiger nuts and provides the perfect non-alcoholic afternoon treat. For those who prefer an alcoholic treat, Llafranc offers its very own local cava and rosé wine. The area was occupied by the Romans until the 4th century AD and thus became an outstanding centre of production for both pottery and wine that has continued until today. Costa Brava itself is also one of the world's premier cork-growing regions, supplying wine producers around the world with a precious supply. Its local rosé has a distinct taste that is reminiscent of the cider of the area. The sidrerías, cider houses, allow the customer to serve themselves directly from the barrel or tap, but it must be poured at a particular distance and angle, so that the cider can be oxygenised and therefore taste better. With an abundance of local tuna, Llafranc has seen a popular rise in Asian fusion food and sushi restaurants such as La Caleta, a stone's throw away from the waters of the bay. For a twist on traditional Spanish cuisine, La Caleta is the perfect dinner venue to finish off a day of indulgence with a selection of hot or cold sushi treats. Llafranc is not only an area of gastronomic delight, but it is a true luxury for the senses, from its original Roman architecture to its fusion cuisine amidst a backdrop of Mediterranean bliss. All this without the dread of astronomic prices and heaving summer crowds. So, what are you waiting for? For Monocle, I'm Helena Gerit.
This has been episode number 101 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Helena for today's tour in the Catalonian town of Llafranc. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.